We ate breakfast, hopefully you slept well, let's try again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I do hope that you had a good night of rest. I slept very well. Yeah, because the cold air, it was great. Now, God is amazing about last year at this time. Voice of God. Pastor Shannon and I were serving in a retreat together in Philly. And I remember at the time, apparently the church of Philly liked both of us enough to invite us back.
Now, I remember that time, the church of Philly liked both of us enough to invite us
back. So, come back next year.
So,
before I can answer,
那在我还未能够回答之前
Pastor Sam, please stand in front of me. No. I don't think you remember
that. 那于牧师他就把手放在我的身体前面然后说不行
Of course he did it very polite.
那当然他是以礼貌的方式来说
He said he's coming to our church to speak next year.
那他说他其实今年要到我们教会这里来做主讲
But I need to be at my own church too next year.
然后他也说我必须和我的会在一起
So here we are.
所以我们今天站在这里
By God's grace.
这是上帝的恩典
My name is Hugo.
那我名字是Hugo.
I serve as a senior pastor at the Chinese Bible Church in Maryland.
那我是在马里兰州的一个教会做牧师
Only done that for 3 years so far, so please keep praying for me.
那我现在只在那边留有3年的时间，所以请继续为我祷告。
Before that, we were at a university campus church for about 17 years.
那之前呢，我们是在一间大学，在那边有17年的时间。
Serving among the students in Carnegie Mellon and University of
Pittsburgh. 在平保大学跟卡纳基，然后那边，反正都是学校，大学里面不是学生。
And so I'm glad to come here to share God's word with you this morning.
那我非常高兴能够今天早上来这里与你们分享神的话语。
Hope that in the English side you're enjoying the retreat as well.
那希望说你在英文堂也是非常享受的这一次的退休会。Gather
five.
那知道我其实这个见解哦，我有一个见解。哦，我还在反对啊，我有一个见解。My one of my sons is in the English program。那我其实我有其中一个儿子，他是在英语堂。So every time I ask him how do you know, what's the message about？那昨天我就就问他说，那讲就是讲的内容是什么？整个英语堂聚会如何？
And the good news is good because dad is good and he can tell me what he learned.
然后他们是他告诉我说爸爸真的很棒，而且很好的一件事情是他能够告诉我说他学到了些什么。
Good job.
对，感谢你，牧师。
Now on the Chinese side, you should ask, if you're on the English side, you should ask your parents, what do you talk about on the Chinese side?
当然如果来到中文堂的话，英文堂的弟兄姐妹，你可以问你的父母说，哎，你们在中文堂谈的是什么？Hopefully
they'll tell you something what they learned.
那希望说你的父母，你的长辈能够告诉你他们学到的一些。Well,
just in case, though, we will be looking at the passages from the book of Nehemiah that we've been looking at on the Chinese side.
那我们其实在中文堂这里所探讨的是尼希米记。
Now, if you read the book of Nehemiah before,
那如果你曾经读过尼希米记,
it is a wonderful book and it has a lot about prayer, a lot about leadership, a lot about God having mercy and rebuilding his people.
你知道说这本书记载了许多的祷告，许多上帝对于他子民赐下那怜悯的一些记载。
But today we're going to look at particularly how God brought about revival in his people through his word.
那今天我们特别要看到说神如何借由他的话语来使得他的子民复兴。
Now, near where we live, so we live near Washington D.C. about half an hour drive from D.C.
所以我们现在住的地方离华盛顿差不多有半个钟头的车程。
And there is a very, I guess you can say famous or infamous, can you go to the next slide? Yeah, very platform. Very infamous place called the Watergate Hotel.
所以就在华盛顿里面，我们其实可以知道说有这么样一个之前有这样一个丑闻，并且我们知道是发生在这样的水门酒店。
Actually, it's a very nice hotel. In fact, it has a very nice and expensive restaurant in there.
其实那间酒店本身是非常漂亮的，而且里面有一个非常好同时间上蛮昂贵的一间餐馆。
I know that because that one of the head chef there is in our English congregation, and he had invited my wife and I to go eat there once, just once.
我之所以会知道说那间餐馆的食物蛮好，可是又蛮贵的，是因为。那里的主厨是在我们教会的英文堂，他邀请我和我太太就去过一次。
But the incident of Watergate with President Nixon is a very infamous event, and where President Nixon did certain things that he wasn't supposed to do and tried to hide it.
那可是，在那里所发生的这件所谓水门事件，我们看见说，尼克逊总统他做了他其实不应该做的事情。
But today, when we talk about Watergate, a revival of Watergate, we're talking about a different Watergate.
可是今天当我们说要在水门带来复兴的时候，我们讲的是另外一个的水门。
Instead of talking about Watergate in Washington D.C. that happened around the 1970s,
我们不是谈那在1970年代在水门酒店所发生这样一个丑闻的水门事件。
We're talking about another Watergate that happened thousands of years ago.
我们呢是要追溯到最更早几千年前在水门所发生的这件事情。
In the book of Nehemiah, God had used Nehemiah to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. And when you look at this picture, this is actually the whole wall around Jerusalem.
那在尼希米记里面，我们看见说，上帝使用了尼希米来重建整个耶路撒冷城墙。我们从这一张图就可以看到说，整个城墙是有多大的一个范围。
And at the bottom right, you will see there's a yellow star and a blue shaded area.
你在右下角，你可以看到说有一个黄色的星星，并且有蓝色的彩绘。
And that's one of the gates from the wall of Jerusalem called Water Gate.
那里其实就是耶路撒冷的其中一个城门，那城门就叫水门。
And it's unique because if you look around the wall, that's one of the few places that in the inner wall there's actually an additional outer wall.
那如果看这样的一张图，我们看到说它其实就是一个比较特别的门，因为它的内层，它的内墙还有一个外墙。
And so it provides some protection from the enemy, further protection from the enemy outside.
所以这提供了更多对于外来敌人侵入的这样一个防范。
And between the two walls, a big open space. It seems very narrow here, but in real life, it's a huge open space.
那在这两堵墙的中间是一个很大的一个空间。虽然说在图里面看起来非常的范围非常的窄小，可是其实实际上是很大。
It's a place to gather and a place to congregate.
这是一个可以聚集的一个地方。
So, an artist's rendition of what it might look like there when everybody's gathered there, it looks kind of like this, I think.
所以这一张绘图其实就是一个艺术家对于当时的一个所谓人民聚集的一个情景所做出的一个想象。
When I showed this picture to one of my kids, and he said, "Oh, that looks like a rock concert."
当我把这张图给我一个孩子看的时候，他说：“爸爸，这个看起来好像是一个摇滚乐的一个演唱会。”
If you read in chapter 8, verse 1 in Nehemiah, it says that all the people gathered as one man into the square before the water gate.
那如果我们打开尼希米记，我们看第八章的时候，这里有记载，这些人如同一人聚集在水门面前的宽阔处。
So they gathered at the water gate for something very public, very open.
他们在水源那里聚集是为了一个非常公开性的一件事情。
Online victims Watergate is very secret, very hidden, very shameful. This one very public and celebratory.
那飞鱼像尼克逊总统的那样水源事件，就是一个非常隐藏、非常羞耻的一件事情。这个水门在这里，这边所做的事是一个非常公开、非常荣耀的一件事。
So we're going to look at what happened there and how they learned from God's truth and how they responded to God's truth so that we can, in turn, follow their example to learn from God's truth and respond to God's truth.
So we're going to look at how they learned from God's truth and respond to God's truth.
Before we do that, let's go to prayer again to ask Him to bless His
word.
Father God, we thank You for Your word.
我们今天父，我们感谢你的话语。
Your word is timely,
因为你的话语是及时的。
Anytime, anywhere we need it, Your word through Your Holy Spirit come through to strengthen us, to comfort us, to convict us.
因为你的话语随时随刻借由圣灵能够来到我们心中，并且使我们在信心上得到建造。
And Your word is timeless.
并且是神啊，你的时间是无时间性限制。
Because your word is effective thousands of years ago, and your word is still powerful and effective for our lives today.
因为你的神话语你在千年前已经发挥果效，甚至在今日继续的发挥果效。
We pray that your spirit will come now, give us a hungry heart for your word.
但是神，您的灵现在与我们同在时，我们对你的话语有这样饥渴的心。
Give us a humble heart to obey your word.
让我们有谦卑的心来顺服神的话语。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
我们以耶稣基督的名来祈求。
Amen. So let's take a look at the learning from God's word. Let's give a little bit of background in my life.
所以让我们来看一下，说当时的人是如何来学习神的话语，神的真理。
For the book of Nehemiah, as I mentioned earlier, it happened after Israel was gone. There's no more. The nation of Israel is gone because God disciplined them because they have left God.
那我们尼希米记的一个背景就是，当时以色列国已经不存在，因为神已经灭了以色列，他们因着他们离背弃神而已经灭了以色列。
But after God disciplined Israel and Israel was in exile for many, many years, God had mercy once again, had compassion once again, and decided to restore Israel through Nehemiah.
那在以色列亡国之后，他们流浪了许多年，那神再次发起了对以色列人的怜悯，并且要借由尼希米来重建他。
And so through the leadership, through the prayer, through the faith of Nehemiah, God began to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem and then rebuild the people.
那借由尼希米所带出来的这样一个领导，他的祷告重建了耶路撒冷城墙，并且开始重建以色列国。
So the outline of Nehemiah, the entire book is pretty simple. The first seven chapter is about God using Nehemiah to rebuild the wall, and then from chapter 8 to the very end, chapter 13 is about God using Nehemiah to rebuild His people.
所以尼希米记的大纲其实相当的。简易，也就是第一到第七章是讲到神如何使用尼希米来建造以色列，就是耶路撒冷的城墙。然后从第八到第十三章是有讲述神如何借由尼希米来建造以色列的城。
Now in chapter 6 and chapter 7, if you read it, you already know that the wall has been completed in 52 days, record time.
在第六、第七章里面记载的这个城墙是以破纪录式的52天就建好。
If only the people who are remodeling your kitchen and bathroom that fast.
那如果能够重整修你家的这个客厅或者厨房的人，他们动作能够手脚能够那么快，那就多好。
They did it in 52 days, and they said that this work, Nehemiah, the people know that this work has been done through the help of our God.
那这整个重建城墙的这个工程，竟只花了52天。并且他们知道说的是因为神帮助他们。
Now chapter 7 verse 1 he says again the city was wide and the wall was rebuilt but the city was wide and large but the people within it were few.
第七章第一节里面写着城墙修好就是城市广大的其中的民却稀少房屋还没有建造。
Now Nehemiah pointed this out because he said that once the wall is built, the people didn't live in the city. People lived somewhere else. People lived outside the city. city, and people need to get back into the city to reclaim the city for God.
那我们知道说，其实虽然城墙建起来，可是他们人民还是有一些住处，他们是住在城墙外的一些附近，所以需要回到城墙。
But the interesting thing is, right after he said this, he doesn't talk about living inside the city of God, repopulating the city of God until chapter 11.
可是，在尼希米记里面的记载，我们发现说，直到第十一章的时候，才开始说人他们人民是要如何。
So what was he doing in chapter 8, 9, and 10?
那第八、第九、第十章里面到底是做了些什么呢？
What could be more important than people living back into the city of God?
那人要在有什么事是比人要居住在神的圣城里面来更重要的？
It is for God's word and God's church to live back into the people of God.
那也就是要让神的真理以及神的灵重新回到人民的心中。
I heard someone say once that you can take the Israelites out of Egypt.
我曾听过有人说，你可以将一个，你可以将以色列人带离埃及。
But it's much harder to take the Egypt out of the Israelites.
可是你是要把埃及从以色列人心中挪去，是非常困难。
We can grow up in the greatest church in the world.
我们可以在一个世界上最伟大的教会里面成长。
We can come to church dressed up in suits and ties in the finest, most holy-looking outfit possible.
我们可以穿着最端庄、看起来最圣洁的一些外衣。
But inside we can still be filthy, broken, and wretched.
可是，在我们的内心之中，我们还是可以如此的污秽破碎。
Until the Word of God and the Spirit of God come inside us and do a house cleaning job.
直到神的灵进入我们的心，来重新将我们的内心做个打理。
And so that's where Nehemiah is going.
这就是尼希米的一个一个方向。
So chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, we see.
所以在尼希米记第八章第二节里面
that they gathered together, the people got gathered together, and then they told Ezra. Here we see not just Nehemiah, we see Ezra, another character who's a teacher of the law of God, that they asked him to come and bring the law of God, to bring the word of God, the book of the law of God.
那我们看见说，这里不单单是有人民，不单单是尼希米，并且还出现了文士以斯拉，要将耶和华借摩西所传给以色列人的律法书带来。
And men and women and all who understand the word of God gathered together, just like this morning.
那所有能够明白、听明白神话语的男女会众都到了那里聚集。
And an interesting thing is the way that Nehemiah reported it.
那有趣的是，我们看到尼希米他本身的记载。
He goes next up. My God. Okay. So here you see that when Nehemiah wrote down this happening, that he wrote down that day the people told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring the book of the law.
尼希米所记载的是，这是人民，做子民，就是人民本身。叫请以斯拉把神所颁布的这律法书带。
The word in English they told him.
那在英文里面，他写的是他们告诉他，也就是以斯拉。
Chinese version use one word, "team," which means invited or asked.
那我们看中文的翻译，其实就是只写了一个请示。
But the original Hebrew is actually much more than that. It's that they beg, that they strongly ask him, "Please do this."
可是，在希伯来语原文里面所讲的那个语气是更重的，也就是说，他在请求或者就是哀求以斯拉将这书带来。
Number, you know that that's six kids.
那你们有些人知道说我是有六个孩子。
From 25 to 10,
从25岁到10岁
，they talk to me in different ways and different opinions.
他们在不同的场合，然后有不同的讲。想法与我对话。
Sometimes they want me to maybe hand them a plate or pass them a napkin.
有时候他们是想要请我还给他们那个管盘或者是纸巾的时候
，Hey Dad, can pass that to me?
他们可能会说 ，Hey 爸爸，你可不可以？爸爸，你可不可以？对不起，我忘
记了。爸爸，爸爸 ，Cute。
爹。 So they
And then they're kind of asking you when they can buy their first cell
phone. 那有时候他们就问说，我可不可以买我那第一只手机？
Now we're wrong.
然后
It's no longer imaginary.
哦，那你就跳过了那样很轻松的一个情况。
Dad, if I need it, you know all my friends have it. If I don't have it, I have no friends.
对呀，你知道我真的是很需要这个东西，我朋友都有了，没有的话怎么办？
They eagerly ask you.
他们非常急迫的来问我
This is how the people ask this.
那么像是这些就是人民如何去请求你
Now it's not that it's the people didn't ask them Ezra is the teacher of the law or Nehemiah knowingly that they need to build into the people of God's word. They probably would have done it anyway.
那当然以斯拉以及尼希米他们知道说他们需要将神的话语再一次的栽种在人民的心中所以就算人民没有这样的恳求他们也是会把这句话
But it's important here to see that God emphasized that the people ask for the word of God
可是我们这里要看到一个很重要的一点就是人民本身他们去请求
When there's a hunger for the word of God that's whenTrue transformation begins to happen in our lives.
当我们心中有这样一个真实的一个渴慕的时候，那在生命里面的这样一个蜕变也就可以开始是真实。
So the pastor has been asked a lot of things.
那作为一个牧者，我常常被问许多不同的问题。
Sometimes people come up to me in the church and say, "Hey, pastor, the seat that we're sitting on is a little too hard. Can you get something that's softer?"
那有时候呢，有些人会来说。牧师啊，我们现在坐的座位是有点硬，你可不可以就是带来一些比较柔软的一些垫
？Can I help you today, Pastor? The seat that we're sitting on is a little too soft. Can you get something a little bit harder?
那有客人也会来说啊，牧师啊，我们现在坐的椅子有点软，可不可以来坐的一些硬的椅子？
People ask me, Pastor, you know the air conditioning in the center is a little too cold.
那有些人说，这里面对我们我们的大厅里面的那个。
And that's what I'm telling you, Pastor. It's a little bit too warm in the center. You turn up the AC a little bit. And it goes on and on. Different kind of ask.
这就源源不绝的一个请求这一
次。I'm okay with that.
那其实对于这些请求，我其实都觉得还没什么。
But I'm a little bit troubled that the last time.That I heard somebody come and ask me, Pastor, give me some more of the Word of God.
可是有一点让我有点揪心的是，我已经不记得最后一次有谁来跟我说，牧师啊，可不可以再给我多一点神的话？
Maybe a number of years ago, some of the students that I was pastoring asked me, Pastor, can you disciple me? I want to grow to be more like Jesus. That was great to hear.
那好多年前，曾经有学生来跟我说：“牧师啊，你可不可以来就是给我有门徒的造就，让我想更像主耶稣基督。”这听起来实在是太虐了。
然后 ，also number more years ago, that I went when I was doing some training with underground churches in China, they would say, "Pastor, you only preach for about an hour. We need you to preach for two more, three more hours. Preach longer." I never heard that.
那在更多年前的时候，当我在中国有服侍，当时那里的弟兄姐妹就说：“牧师啊，你是传讲神的话语，只讲了一个钟头，我们需要你多讲两个、三个、四个钟头。”其实现在在这里是已经没有发生的事情。
It's okay to ask the things that we talk about。
我们确实是可以问一些我们之前所讲到的一些事。
But how much more wonderful would be if you would ask for more of the Word of God?
那些非常实用的事情其实是也蛮好的。可是如果我们能够更加的去饥渴问关于神的话语是，那是更好。
就是那句话。And then he read that Ezra took the book of the law and read it out loud from daybreak till noon.
那么看见以斯拉也就开始将律法书里面。所写的作为一个宣告从早上到中午
if we start our worship service daybreak and I preach to you till noon I'm pretty sure you won't invite me back again.
那我相信，如果我是从今早到下午都向你证道的话，我相信下次就不会再请我来。
But here it says that all the people were hungry, they listened.
可是这里说到这众男女都非常的饥渴，所以他们就听了。
In fact, it says that they listened attentively.
这里说的是他们是侧耳而听。
The literal Hebrew translation would be they took their ear off and gave Ezra their ear.
那在希伯来原文里面所做出的形容，就是他将他们的耳朵摘下来，然后交给你知道。
When was the last time that you gave your ear to the speaker of God's word?
那你最后一次将你的耳朵将你的耳朵摘下来交给那小学是什么时候呢？
Now let's talk a little bit about Ezra. Why did they pick Ezra, right? It's the book of Nehemiah, but instead of Nehemiah reading the word of God, teaching the word of God, it was Ezra.
那既然是以西米记，为什么就会要讲到以斯拉，并且是以斯拉作为那宣告者呢？
Ezra.Is an interesting character.
我们知道，以斯拉他是一个非常有趣的一个人物。
In the book of Ezra, in chapter 7, verse 10 to 12, it gives you probably one of the best repetitive descriptions of who Ezra is.
在以斯拉记第七章里面，第十到十二节对以斯拉有一个非常好的一个形容。
It says that Ezra devoted himself to three things.
这里讲到说，以斯拉他其实将自己委身于三样事情。
First, he says that he devoted himself to study the Word of God.
这里他是读神的话语。
To observe the Word of God.
他观
遵守。
他考究神的话语，神的律法。
考究他遵行神的律法。
然后遵行神的
律法。And number three.He taught the word of God.
并且他以律例典章教训以色列。
Now, actually, all these three, to study the word of God, to obey the word of God, and to teach the word of God, you can't really do one without the other.
所以这里所讲到他定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，并且将律例典章教训，这三个都是互相同时需要。
To teach the word of God, you have to know the word of God.
那你要教导神的话语，你必须要知道神的话语。
Not just know in its details and theological doctrine, but to know how it is relevant and applicable to our life today.
不单单只是知道说这教导里面你所讲到的一些细节，或者是它背景、它的那个神学背景，更是要也知道说这些知识是如何应用在人的生命。
But if you know the word of God very well.And you don't pass it down, then it just stays and stuck with you. And it's like dead water.
那如果你非常熟悉神的律法或神的话语，可是却没有将这知识传承下去的话，那这其实在你心中也变成像死水一般。
But if you know the word of God and you can teach it, you do teach it, no matter how well you teach it, if you don't obey the word of God yourself, it's useless.
那如果你知道神的律法，并且有教导神的律法，却自己没有去实际的遵循神的律法，这其实也是无用。
And I saw this in a powerful and painful way long time ago.
那我在很久以前就有见证这样一个并且一种痛苦中见证的像。
It was a person in our church.
在我们教会有一个弟兄，
一样的道。
有位年轻的弟兄
，very very talented，
他是非常有才华。
In fact, I think he's a genius. I'm not just using the word. I think he literally is a genius.
我不单单只是觉得他是一个天才，我知道他是一个天才。
He knows how to play the piano back and forth, amazing.
他能够在钢琴键盘上飞舞
，and he picked up several other instruments on his own.
而且就自己就学了许多不同的乐器。
And his hobby, one of his hobbies, is go to the old bookstore and buy old college, university level textbooks and just to read them for fun.
那他有的其中
一个are winking, that's really strange. It is, but that's what he did.
他有一个嗜好就是去一些卖二手书的书店，然后去买那些就是古时的一些大学的一些教材书，然后就是。
These are the books on physics,
那就是对数学对于物理的这些一些教科书。
It was also interested in languages. So he picked up, you know, just for fun, he picked up Cantonese, Mandarin.
那他对语言上也很有天分，然后他觉得哦，反正就学个广东话，学个国语，这都好玩的。
He himself is half African American, half Asian, and he picked up half African American, half Korean. So he already knew Korean, he knew English, and he knew Mandarin, and he knew Cantonese.
那他本身是一个混血儿，是一个韩国加黑人血统的一个混血。那所以本身他也知道韩文，那再加上其他韩文跟英文，再加上其他的。
And he self-taught Mandarin and Cantonese was so good that we use him as a translator for worship.
那他自学的广东话跟华语是好到一个地步，我们就请他来做我们翻译。
He also had a gift of teaching. We begin to train him and he started teaching adult Sunday school. And he did a great job teaching.
那他在教导上面，他也是非常有。这样一个天赋，所以我们也请他来教导出去。
But I started noticing that his class attendance, people go. At first, it was a lot of people, but then people started dropping, and it was only a very few people going to his class.
可是后来我开始发现，说他参加他课程的人数越来越少，从起初的热烘烘到后来就是非常的稀少。
But I asked a lot of friends to see what's going on, and some of them told me.
那我就询问了一下，那些人也告诉我说，
是 pastor you don't know，
他说啊，牧师啊，你不知道。
We just can't sit under his teaching anymore。
我说我们没有办法再继续接受他这种教导。
He may seem respectful in front of you。
他说在你面前呢，他是毕恭毕敬。
You should see how he treats the rest。
可是你应该要看说他实际是如何对待我。
He borrowed money from many of us and he never paid back。
他跟我们借了许多借了钱，可是又没有还我。
And he when he's doing the training for choir or training for worshiping, he just yells at us and he scolds us and he's very harsh for us.
那他如果是训练我们师班或者是我们在美团的时候，他对我们是吼怒的，并且非常苛刻的。
A number of us have been hurt by him deeply.
那我们好多的其实都。因为他受伤。
It doesn't matter how great the teacher he may be, we just can't sit under his teaching anymore.
所以他或许在教导方面是大能者，可是我们已经没有办法在他底下学习。
So in order for us to teach effectively with our words,
所以我们可以看见说，如果我们要有效的教导
，we must first teach effectively with our lives, our character.
我们需要以我们的生命作为，以我们的生命、我们的品格作为一个教导。
And now that's it.
Enough 就是我们所认识的这个。
And he has such a reverence for the word of God and passion for the word of God.
我们看见他对神的话语是如何的敬畏，并且有很大的认识。
Let's go to the next slide. Here's a quote from. Usually I don't listen to this guy's music, but I appreciate this quote.
我通常是没有听这位音乐家他的音乐，可是我还蛮喜欢他，就是能欣赏他所说的这句话。
He recently, some of you might know that there's a couple of prominent or so-called prominent Christian leaders decided to tell the world that they're renouncing their faith.
那我们或许当中有些人知道，就是在基督教界里面有一些相当。就是站在前位的一些领袖开始站出来说，他们要放弃。
I'm sure there are many reasons. Many complicated reasons that cause that. We need to pray for these people.
那我们相信说，这其实其中有许多的各种的原因。
But I think this thought leader John Cooper has put his finger on something that's quite crucial.
那我相信说，这位乐手他名字叫 John Cooper， 他其实就。道出了一个非常重要的。
He says it is time for the church to rediscover the preeminence of the word and the value of teaching of the word. We need to value truth over feeling, truth over emotion. And what we are seeing now is the result of the church raising up influencers who did not supremely value truth, who have led the generations who also did not believe in the supremacy of truth.
那这个乐手 John Cooper 说的。 已经是时候了，教会应该重新的去发掘神话语的最顶级的重要性，并且要去珍惜神话语的教导，因为我们需要去珍惜真理更胜于我们的感情，更胜于我们的更胜于我们的情绪，并同时间我们看到说，因为教会没有如此做，所以现在开始兴起的一些具有影响力的人是没有去实际顶级的珍惜话语神的真理，并且带领了另外新的一代不去相信神的话语，其实也就是那最高的。
Great translation. There's no Chinese here. It's all English. He just made that up on the fly. But you see, long time ago, I was taught a lesson, and it's very valuable to me even this day.
那很久以前，其实有人教导我这样一个非常重要的一个真理，而且对我到今天是
the person, one of the persons who discipled me is a new Christian. Told me that you need to approach the Word of God with the right attitude.
那当时培训我的人，他是告诉我说，你要以正确的态度来面对神。
Need to approach the Word of God with the right position.
你并且要带着正确的这个姿势、姿态来到神的话语面前。
Because it's not that it's wrong or you can never doubt or ask questions.
也不是说如果你有任何的一些疑问或者质疑，这不是一个错误。
When you doubt or you have questions.You should ask the God. You should be honest with God as well.
可是当时，当如果你有问题或者有质疑的时候，你需要去询问神，你并且需要带着一种诚实问。
But he said often, as followers of Jesus, we put ourselves above the Word of God.
可是很多时候，我们作为神的门徒或者追随者，我们把自己的位分反而放得比神还高。
We look down on the Word of God to pick and choose what we agree, what we don't agree, what we like, and what we do not.
然后我们就看着神的话语，然后自己来决定说，哦，这段我喜欢，那段我不喜欢。
You will never get the answer you're looking for. You will never grow spiritually if you place yourself in that position.
如果就是那位导师跟我说，如果我将我自己放在这样的一个位分的时候，我将永远不会有任何的学习，永远不会得到任何的答案。
Because you must place yourself below the Word of God, under the Word of God.
他告诉我说，我必须要让我自己降服在神的话语之下。
With a posture of submission, with a posture of humility,
是一个谦卑降服的一个姿势。
So I learned to do that.
所以我学习如此做。
There's time like my prayer when I read the Word of God. Thank God, ask God, I don't like what you wrote here.
那有时候在读圣经的时候，在祷告之中，我告诉神说，神啊，你这里写的我真的很不喜欢。
I don't think I can agree with you.
我不觉得说我同意你这边所讲的。
And I don't think I don't understand fully your word.
而且我不完全的明白你话语这里在讲什
么。But I know the problem is not you and your word, the problem is me.
可是我知道说问题出在我，而不是出在你和你的话语。
So help me, Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵啊，帮助我。
I will keep reading.
帮助我继续的研读。
Keep studying.
继续的考察
，keep searching，
继续的去探索。
That you will teach me.
那你会来教导我。
You will correct my heart and my mind.
你会更正我的心思。
And many times he does.
很多时候他确实是有做这么做。
You gave me the answer that I needed.
他给予我了我所需要的答案。
And so let's move on. Look at Nehemiah 8. You see that other than Israel, you also see that in Nehemiah 8, verse 7 to 8, there's a group of Levites, other people were helping Nehemiah to teach the Word of God. It says that they instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving a meaning so that people understood what was being said.
那在尼希米记第八章里面，也记载到说，除了文士以斯拉以外，还有一群的利未人使百姓明白律法，讲民意思使百姓明白什么。
Now we may not do it exactly that way like Nehemiah in our church.
那虽然说我们不是照着就是照着尼希米所做的方式一模一样去做
，But think about.Sunday worship when you hear a person preaching to you.
可是如果我们想说我们主日崇拜，有一个人分享到
when you're at Bible study, when you're studying the Bible together,
或者说你在查经的时候，一起研究圣经的时候，
when you are in Sunday school learning from the Word of God together,
或在留学一起学习神的话语，
it's also the context for the Word of God to powerfully begin to touch our life if our attitude and our response is correct.
这也就是让神的话语能够大有能力的来触动我们的生命，尤其是当我们带着正确的心态和态度。
When I went to seminary,
当我去神学院读书,
actually before I went to seminary,
其实是在去神学院之前,
I love the Word of God.
我非常的爱神的话语。
I enjoy going to worship. I want to go to worship service.
我非常的享受去崇拜。
I took a lot of notes from different preachers, speakers, and teachers.
那在许多不同的讲员讲师的教导之下, 我做了很多的笔记。
Then I went to seminary.
然后我去了神学院,
my head started getting bigger. With all the Greek and Hebrew.
然后有希腊文,
all the theology.
所有的各种的神学,
and the Holy Spirit started convicting me because He started showing me that my attitude had changed when I went to worship service.
可是圣灵也就开始的在我心中动工定了我的罪,
让我看见说我的心态已经开始改变。 Instead of taking notes to learn,
我当时进了神学院以后，我做笔记的时候，
I was taking mental notes to criticize.
我其实不是为了学习，而是为了最后要做出一些抨击。
That speaker, his theology is not quite correct there.
然后我就会开始说，那个讲员的神学在那一部分好像有点不对。
Or I will use a better word to phrase that.
或者是想说，哎呀，我 会选择一个更好的一个词汇来表达这样的事情。
Of course, you have to be careful, make sure that the teaching is sound.
当然我们要确保说教导是纯正的真理。
Oh, my attitude was not that. My attitude was pride, was critical.
可是我知道说我那时候的态度是一种自傲，是一种非常吹毛求疵。
And thankfully, God convicted me, and God called me to repent before Him.
感谢主让使我在心中我知道我知罪并且要悔改。
And I remember praying to God from this point forward.
那我记得我当时对神做了一个祷告，是从今天开始。
With your spirit's help.
在神的灵的帮助下。
Every time when I go into a worship service.
当我进入一个崇拜一个聚会的时候。
Even if the speaker just opens the Bible and just read the whole thing in a monotone way and doesn't say anything else.
就算是一个讲员打开圣经以后，以非常疑虑的一个语调来念经文，并且什么其他什么都不说。
I will never let my pride or anything else rob you of the worship that you deserve from me this morning or that day.
那我绝对不要让我的自傲 夺去了你本身应所得到的一个崇拜。
And I will never be distracted from that moment where I'm supposed to focus on you and your word.
我也不要让自己分心，因为我的心应该是定睛在神您身上以及您的话。
And you'll be amazed that with that attitude, how much God will bless you, even in what someone may call a boring service.
那就算你会，就算有别人说那个崇拜会今天真的是很无聊。 可是如果你带着这样正确的心态的话，你会发现上帝可以出奇般的祝福。
So let's take a look at how they respond to the Word of God.
所以我们看说，那人民是如何回应神的话语的呢？
Next slide. So you see that when Deborah opened the Word of God, the first response you see is kind of interesting. The people all stood up, and all the people, when Deborah praised God and read from the book, all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen, and they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their face to the ground.
那么看见说，当以斯拉当把神的话语宣告的时候，那众民都站起来，并且称颂耶和华至大的神。 众民也都举手应声说阿们阿们。
Next time you're at your church.
下一次呢，我们回到教会时。
And when the speaker is getting up to speak and open the Word of God.
那当讲员准备要分享，打开圣经准备要分享神的话语的时候。
Try to not.
就试着这样做。
You probably give the speaker a heart attack.
或许会讲员的心脏病。
It may not require us to exactly imitate what they're doing outward posture.
那或许我们不是一模一样的去做这样他们做的每一件事。
But their posture reflects a heart of reverence, a heart of worship to the Word of God.
可是我们看见他们所带来的这样一种姿势。其实是表现出了他们内心对神话语的一个敬虔。
Do we have?
我们有这样的一种敬虔吗
？How is our attitude towards the word?
我们对于神话语的态度是怎么样一个态度
？Let's go to this. And go to chapter 8 verse 9.
我们到第八章第九节。
Yeah, thank you. So here you see another response.
我们这里又看到有另外一种回
应。You said that it says that the Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, all of these people, something happened to these people. When they heard the word of God talk, they responded in a way that alarmed Nehemiah, Ezra. Nehemiah, Ezra said to them, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people have been weeping as they listen to the words of the law.
那当时尼希米以及做祭司的文士以斯拉，并且教训百姓的地位人，看见说众人听到神的话以后，就开始都哭泣的时候，就很诧异，并且勉励众人说：“今日是耶和华你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣。”
I was talking to one of my kids about this passage, and it's all that must be happy tears.
那我跟我其中一个孩子在分享这一段经文的时候，他回应说：“哦，那他应该是喜极而泣吧？”那
第二看很 happy tears。
那确实有时候我们是因为非常的快乐而哭。
That you're so moved by an act of kindness, you're so moved by God's greatness, you brought tears。
那我们是被神的爱、神的怜悯如此的这样一个感动，所以我们流泪。
But sometimes it's also good sad tears。
可是有时候，那带着悲伤所流下的眼泪，其实也是好的。
To these people, when they read the word of God for the first time for a long time,
那他们这些子民在很久以后才重新听到神的话语的时候
，they began to realize how far their lives, their heart, their attitude, their ancestors walked away from God.
他们开始发现说，他们的生命、他们的态度、他们的一切是如此的远离了神。
They were under such conviction of the Spirit through His Word.
在圣灵的指导下，他们心中被定罪了。
They wept.
他们就哭。
When's the last time that you wept over a response to God's Word convicting you?
那我们最后一次是因着听到神的话语在我们心中动工，我们流下的泪，那是什么时候
？Or when I say these words to you, it's so foreign to you. What do you mean?In response to God's word, that's crazy.
还是对我们听起来都非常一个陌生，或觉得甚至是一个疯狂的一件事情。说啊，怎么会听到什么话语而流泪呢
？I'm not saying we should all be very emotional.
我也不是说我们在需要变成这样的情绪化。
But if the Spirit of God is really the Spirit of God,
可是如果神灵就是神灵
，then the Bible is not just some book that we sell or that we read. That the Bible is the Word of God.
如果圣经不单只是一本书或者一本畅销的书，而是神的话语的时候
，and you call yourself a follower of Jesus，
当我们说我们是主耶稣基督的门徒
，something is terribly wrong if the word of God through the Spirit of God cannot convict us。
那如果神的话语借由神的灵没有办法触动我们，并且是定我们的信念、定我们的罪的时候。那其实其中是有差错的。
May God soften our heart to respond to His word.
求上帝来怜悯，使我们的心能够软化。
And in verse 10 and 11, you see something else happen.
那我们看到第十一节又有另外一个事情。
As they were weeping. As they were weeping.
好，当他们继续哭泣的时候
，Nehemiah and Ezra told them, "This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve."Joy of the Lord is your strength. And the Levites and all the people told him, "Be still, for this is a holy day. Do not grieve."
那尼西米和以斯拉就对这些子民说，因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁，依靠耶和华得使的是你们的力量，并且地狱人告诉众人说，今日是圣日，不要做声，也不要忧愁。
I thought that was interesting.
我觉得这真的有趣。
The Bible says,
那如果我是牧者的话，我是牧者。
And I see someone from my church weeping because the word of God convicts them.
那如果我看见有人就是在做的，因着神的话语，感动了他们，他们流泪。
I will even say nothing.
我要么就一字不说。
I'll say, all right, keep going, keep crying.
我们说，我们说，说，你应该继续哭，继续哭的。
But Nehemiah doesn't stop.
可是你心里说。请不要再。
Not that what they do is wrong, but it's gone on for a bit now.
不是因为说他们的哭泣是错误的，乃是这已经是已经持续了一段时间。
I think there is also a principle here we can apply.
我相信说这里有一个原则，我们是可以应用的。
Next two slides. That our remorse towards our sin must not be greater than our rejoicing, our joy and thanksgiving in the Lord's grace and forgiveness.
我们因知罪认罪所带来的痛悔，绝不能够超过我们因主耶稣基督圣灵和恩典所带来的时的
Remember running Christ.
那我记得在主内的一个弟兄
He was always How do I describe him? The best way to describe him, if you ever see him in the pool, he is Eeyore all the time.
我如果你看过就是在一个叫做威尼小熊的这样一个系列的话，我这一位弟兄呢，他其实就是那只小驴子，叫做 Eeyore
is always depressed.
因为 Eeyore 整天就是愁眉苦脸。
Now my brother depressed is not depression, but he's always depressed.
那就是我那位弟兄，他虽然没有忧郁症，可是他总是就是愁眉苦脸。
And he told me one time, I remember asking, why are you always being so down?
那我就记得有一次我问他说，为什么你每次看起来都是低沉心情低沉？
非常非常 interesting.
那他就说了一件非常有趣的事。
He said, Jesus may have forgiven me, but I have never forgiven myself.
他说虽然耶稣原谅我，可是我从来没有原谅过自己。
He said, you don't know all kind of bad things I've done, all the mistakes I made. I just can't forgive myself.
他说：“你不知道我所行的恶事，我所做过的错误，我就是没有办法原谅自己。”
Because we're good friends, close brothers.
那因为我们是好朋友，我们是亲密的兄弟。
So I told him, you know, I'm going to say something to you.
我就对他说：“我其实要告诉你一件事情。”
It won't be encouraging immediately.
这或许对你来说不会是马上起一种所谓鼓励的作用。
It may make you even sad.
它可能会让你更加的悲伤。
But I feel like I need to tell you.
可是我觉得我需要告诉
你 It is by you not forgiving yourself.
就是因为你不愿意原谅自己
You have committed an even greater sin than any sin you ever committed.
你所犯下的罪比你之前以往所犯的罪来的都更大
He's like, no,
no, 是吗就是没
Calm down, it's fixable.
然后我跟他说然后你冷静下来冷静下来这个是一个就是没有办法挽救的
Because when you say you do not forgive yourself,
所以因为你说你没有办法原谅自己
even though the Lord of the universe went to the cross to die for your sin has forgiven you.
就算那全宇宙的主去了十字架为你的罪而死
you're saying that his death on the cross was not effective for you.
你却说他在十字架上的死对你来说是无功效
And his forgiveness is not as important as your own forgiveness.
那他对你的原谅远不及于你给自己的原谅。
Stop waiting for your emotions to catch up.
那别再等待，就是你的情绪会接上你的思路。
Start obeying in spite of your emotions.
开始纵然你有这样的一种情绪，可是你还是应该要开始遵守。
Go to the next slide. Interestingly, the people obey.
我看见说很有趣的是，众民就。
All the people went away to eat and drink to send portion of food and to celebrate with great joy because they now understood the word that had been made known to them in verse 12.
在第十二节里面就告诉我们说，众民都去吃喝，也分给人，大大快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
Here's another powerful principle for us to know how to walk well with Jesus.
这是一个对我们如何与耶稣同走是一个很大而有力的一个原则。
Let me tell you a secret.
那我就告诉你一个不是非常秘密的秘密。
When you don't feel like it,
当你觉得我就是不想。
Like you don't feel like doing devotion.
我不想领修。
You don't feel like going to church.
我不想去教会。
You don't feel like obeying God.
我不想遵守圣主神。
But you still do it.
可是你还是去,
you still read the Word of God.
你还是不是很好,
you still go to church.
你还是去教会,
you still obey.
你还是顺服,
you know what that's called?
你知道那是什么吗?
That's not called faking.
那不叫做伪装,
that's called obedience.
那就叫做顺服。
The obedience requires the right heart, for sure.
顺服当然需要我们的心是这里的。
But obedience to Jesus does not require your emotion.
可是我们需要顺服耶稣基督，不需要带着我们的情绪。
It may be easier if your emotion is in alignment.
当然，如果我们的情绪是与我们的顺服是相吻合的。
But because we're made in the image of God,
可是因为我们是因着神形象所造的,
we're redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
我们是被耶稣的血所救赎的,
we are not like the animals.
我们不像动物般,
the animals are controlled by their instinct.
动物是凭着他们的直觉去被他们的直觉所操控,
but we can make the choice to obey through the power of the Holy Spirit.
可是我们却在神圣灵之下的能力，我们能够去做出一个顺服的一个选择。
So obedience to God's truth is not controlled by our feelings, but our feelings must be controlled by the truth of God.
我们顺服神的真理不是靠情绪控制，而我们的情绪必须要靠神的真理来担。Next
time you feel strong emotions leading you away from God.
那如果有这么下一次，你觉得我的情绪开始带我偏离，才知道，要告诉自己，
you can choose to obey.
你确实是可以选择顺服。
Because of what Jesus has done.
凭的是耶稣所为你所做。
Because of the Holy Spirit in you.
因为圣灵内在你。
You can choose to obey.
你可以选择要去顺服。
Another response is very specific to obeying something.
那我们看到子民后来还有另外一个回应，而且这是非常针对性的去顺服。
Of course, it's pretty good. They read that in the book of Moses that there's something about them supposed to be living in booth to celebrate the feast of booth on the seventh month.
那他们因为听见神的律法，然后就看见说耶和华借摩西嘱咐以色列要在七月节祝棚。
In fact, these events apply to Leviticus. They must have read it in Leviticus. In the book of Leviticus, it talks about how God told Moses to tell Israel people to build booths to remind themselves that they were brought out of Egypt in a hurry, to live in shelters when God brought them out of Egypt.
那在他们相信，就是我们相信说，当时的人民就是听到了地位里面的记载，因为那神借由基督父以色列人说，他们需要搭棚住在里面，因为他们被从埃及地被领出来，并且是需要住在这样一个短暂的一个房。
And so you see in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 16 and 17, they listen, they obey, and they went out to do it. And nobody said, that's crazy. We just rebuilt the wall. Why are we going to rebuild, take shelters and build this dumb looking booth? But they responded and said, that's what the Word of God says, that's what we're going to do, and they went and did it.
那我们看见说，你心里有记载的，就是人民听了以后，他们就出去，并且建造了这些帐篷。他们没有说，我们才刚把这个城墙建起来，我们为什么不要住在一个好好的，为什么要住这些丑陋的这样一个建筑？这不是一个很好的建筑。
Keep going, one more. Okay, thank you. So they did that, and they rebuilt the booth, that they built the booth to celebrate the holidays.
那因为神这么说，他们就这么做，他们也就开始来庆祝这样一个祝福节。
And Nehemiah 17 says that from the day of Joshua, way back in Joshua's time, right after Moses, until the day, this day, that day when they're building the booth. Israel had not celebrated like this, and their joy was very great.
那在第八章第十七节里面记载的，就是其实以色列从自从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候，一直到当时，其实以色列人就已经没有这样子。
The brother minister, when there's unprecedented, unreserved obedience to the word of God, it brings out unprecedented joy.
那我们看见说，这些以色列人如果他。这些人民他们带着这样史无前例的这种信心去史无前例的做出一种顺服，所带来的是那种史无前例的一种喜乐。
The pastor was telling me,
有这样的牧者告诉我
，He was a fraternity brother.
他其实是在那种希腊社会的社会俱乐部的这样一个其中一个成员。
Now what? Oh, I want to talk to you in Chinese.
那人就告诉他说，他应该要和他其他弟兄会的兄弟开始一个查经班。
就是在多少人中有人还没有他的 Bible？
他说我当时其实也不是很熟悉神的话语，我只有这么一本圣经。
To show you how ignorant we were when I shared with another brother, fraternity brother, that I became a Christian。
就是我没告诉你我当时是如何的无知，就是我跟我弟兄分享我是基督徒的时候
，And he said, "Well, I became a Christian too."
那个弟兄也，那个兄弟跟我说，啊，我也是成为基督徒啊。
And we're so happy for each other.
然后我们为彼此快乐喜乐。
Let's go celebrate by drinking.
我们去喝酒，我做了来庆祝。
That's what they did.
所以他们也就去喝酒过。庆祝。
And then when I finally got a Bible from the Gideon.
然后后来我是从基甸协会那边得到了一本圣经的时候。
And I started a Bible study.
然后开始。
Asking people to help us, we study the Word of God.
可是我们还是继续的，突破重围，继续的邀请别人来帮助我们。
And when God begins to change our lives and convict us, and when we repent of our sin, and when we start obeying, saying no to the old things and saying yes to new things.
那可是神继续的在我们生命中有做工，并且替我们的罪改变我们，使我们能够对新的事情，就是好的事情说。说是，并对拒绝了那些不好旧的事情。
No, now the happiness that I used to have from sex, from alcohol, from partying, to compare the joy that I have from obeying and following Jesus.
那我知道说，我之前从像性行为、像喝酒、像宴乐这些所得到的这样一种快乐，远远不及我现在在基督里面的这样的喜乐。
You may go that kind of foreign.There may be, even though you may be going to your church your whole life, you are a church non-follower of Jesus.
那如果你听了这些，你可能就是为什么没有这样的感动？你或许是常常去了教会，并且在教会熏陶之下的一个类型。
Before we wrap this up, I want to show this is a video work.
那在做总结之前，我们其实有一个事情在做。
So before I show this video, I just want to set it up a little bit.
那在看这短片之前，我想再跟大家解说一点。
This tribe, a Timothy tribe, is a tribe that does not know Jesus, did not have to worry about for a long time.
那这一组叫 Timothy.他们就很久都没有，其实没有听过神的话。
But many of them start to become Christians.
可是后来他们好多个都开始变成了基督徒。
And then they wanted the word of God in their own language. Finally, after years and years of work, they now have the word of God, the Bible, in their language. And what you're about to see is that they're delivering the word of God, the Bible, into their hands. And the pastors and the tribal leaders are receiving the word of God.
那好多年后，经过了许多翻译的功夫，他们终于得到一个他们自己语言所翻译成的圣经。这你要看到，就是这些翻译成的圣经交给他们的族长。Just
a short clip of their response. They pray to give thanks to God. And take a look at the expression, especially this one tall guy in the back. His expression about receiving God's word.
那这里是他们祷告赞美所得到这样的话语，那我们更要注意就是除了他们大群体的反应之外，还有一个长得特别高的一个男子，他的一个反应。可以做，可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以做。可以
okay, right about here, go ahead. The subtitle of it. The sound doesn't work, sorry. Those were happy tears.
那刚才看见的那些泪水，就是因着喜乐所流下。
Why would they behave such ways? Why would that fraternity pastor behave such ways towards a book?
为什么这族群、这族人会对这本书有这样的反应？为什么是兄弟？弟兄会的这个牧者会对这本书有这样的反应？
Because it is not just a book.
因为这不单单只是一本书。
It's not a book written by man.
不单单只是一本人所写的书。
It's a book written by God given to us.
而是一本由神经由我们所赐予我们的书。
To tell us truly who we are.
告诉我们我们是谁。
Who God is.
神是谁。
What we were made of.
我们被造是由什么样的目的？我们一起来祷告。
My God, we thank you again for your word.
父上帝，我们再次感谢你有你的话语。
Because in your word we know that we are broken sinners.
因为知道在你的话语，因为借由神的话语告诉我们说，我们是那破碎的罪人。
But we also know through your word that you love us anyway.
可是我们也知道，因着神的话语，我们知道说。
And through your word, we know that you are the one and only true God.
并且借由神的话语，我们知道说你是那独一的真神。
And that you sent Jesus to die for us on the cross.
你差派耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死。
And you took away our sin.
你洗去了我们的罪。
You gave us forgiveness.
你赐予我们那圣灵。
You gave us freedom.
你赐予我们自由。
You gave us power.
你赐予我们的能力
and purpose,
并且有目的
so help us to live for you.
求神就帮助我们能为你而活
help us to know and love your word.
帮助我们能够来爱你的话语
help us to respond to your word just like Nehemiah and his people.
帮助我们正像尼希米以及那民能够
出来回应你。
That your word through your spirit will transform our lives.
你的话语就由神灵的灵能够来改变我们的生命。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
我们以耶稣的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.